各位弟兄，
各位姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
Thank you so much for translating today.
不客气。
I will try and speak one sentence or two at a time, so you don't have to 做太辛苦。Well, I am so happy to be here today.
今天我真的很高兴来到这里。
I'm really happy to be inside here today.
我真的很高兴可以在这里面。
As we've told you before, my wife and I live in Florida now.
我告诉你们，我以前就告诉你们，我和我的太太住在佛罗里达。
And I looked at the weather this morning, and it was a wonderful 80 degrees outside.
我看到那里的天气今天真的是很美丽，80度。
But you know, it's kind of wonderful to look outside and see the snow. Look outside and see the snow.
我们可以坐在里面，然后看外面，看外面在下雪，真的很漂亮。
But to get here this morning, we had to drive through the snow, and it's been at least, I don't even know how many years it's been since I've driven in the snow, but a very long time.
我已经不记得上一次我在雪中开车是多久了，但是真的是很久很久很久以前。
So I praise God, we made it safely.
感谢神我们可以安全的到达。
但是我很不好意思，我们来迟了。
But I'm really embarrassed to tell you that I was late.
Only 3 minutes.
迟到了三分钟。
And you all were singing and everything, you probably didn't even notice.
然后大家在唱歌，所以可能根本没有感到我们迟到了。
But that's one thing we really try to do is to, 准时来。We really try to be on time.
但是真的是我们很努力的想要来守时。
Well, this has been a great conference for me to have the opportunity to share about missions and the experience that my wife and have.And I have had serving overseas in Asia for 25 years and then a couple years here with the Chinese churches.
这次真的是很高兴有这样子一个机会可以在这里和大家一起来分享我和我太太在亚洲所做的服事。我在那里服事了25年，在这里也服事了有一两年。
So the first evening I was able to share our testimony on how God called us to work with I praise God, with the largest people group in the world, worked specifically with the Chinese people group, speaking Mandarin.
我真的很感谢神，让我们可以有这样子一个机会，可以和最大的这样子一个族群来分享，也就是中国人来分享这样的福音。
So today we're going to be talking about missions and church development or church outreach or church expansion. It really kind of depends on how you translate that word, that touch on.
拓展就是今天我真的要跟大家来分享一个教会是如何拓展的。
So, I'm taking it from the perspective of the way I myself define missions.
我从我的角度来定义我是怎么样定义宣教这个词的。
Today we'll be talking primarily about missions cross-cultural.
我们现在今天我要注重在跨文化的宣教上。
It's really...What we would call the apostolic missionary call, leaving your home where you were born and raised and crossing culture.
就是作为使徒是怎样宣教的？你从自己的原来的文化当中走出去，然后去别的文化当中去宣教。
So I was first asked to preach this in Chinese, which I could do, be a little bit slower, and her Chinese is so much better than mine.
谢谢。我开始的时候被请来是用中文来讲道，然后可能会讲的稍微慢一些。
So, in English, I think it's kind of important because I'm preaching this in English. I kind of like to read the Bible passage in English too. Is that okay?
然后我也可以用那个英文来跟大家讲念一下这个经文吗
？So I'll go ahead and read it. It's probably going to be the easiest way. We don't have to read it again in Chinese. In the church at Antioch.There were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, let's go back to 11 first. Start with that. We're starting looking at verse 11, chapter 11 of Acts, verse 19 through 26. Actually through 20, yeah, about right.
使徒行传11章19到26节。
Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen...traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. So our passage today begins with some folks that had been scattered from the church in Jerusalem because of persecution.
我们的经文的起头呢，就是有一些人他们受到了逼迫，于是就从耶路撒冷四散开去。
For those of us that remember the passage where Stephen gave his testimony to the Jews.
我们可能还记得在斯提凡他对了那些犹太人所做的讲道。
When he got to the point where he said that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, they're waiting, the man that they had been waiting for centuries to come and to bring his kingdom to the earth. When he said and confessed that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, they stoned him to death.
当斯蒂凡这样子做见证，大声宣告说耶稣就是那位我们一直在等了好几个世纪的弥赛亚。当他说到这一段的时候，那些人就很愤怒，开始要用石头打死他。
So persecution began in the church in Jerusalem.
所以对于教会的逼迫是始自于耶路撒冷。
And so people that were associated with Stephen were under a lot of pressure, and they left Jerusalem.
那些与斯提凡有关系的那些人呢，斯提凡的同他们就也受到了逼迫，他们就四散开去，离开了耶路撒冷。
They didn't just leave and run and hide.
他们不是跑去就躲起来了。
They took the gospel of Jesus Christ with them and they witnessed and they told people about Jesus. They confessed that Jesus again was the Messiah and many people believed.
他们带着福音出去，他们宣称耶稣基督就是主，很多的人也相信了他们所传的福音。
But this passage begins with them working really with one particular people group.
但是这个经节真的是从他们与一个特定的族群这样工作开始。
But the author of Acts, who we believe is Luke,
我们相信《使徒行传》的作者是路加。
Not because Mark thinks so or professors think so, but because it says it was written by Luke.
并不是为 Mark, 并不是为讲员说的是，然后或者是其他的教授说的是，而是因为我们真的是知道他就是路加写的。
The writer of this passage makes it a point to say that they were working with the Jews first, but they went to the Greeks.
这个路加他在这里说那些福音是始自于他们开始是向犹太人在传，但是也慢慢的传到了希腊人那里去。
So there are other places in the scripture where we see the gospel beginning to go cross-culture. We begin to see it leaving the Jews and going to other people groups. But right here we see it specifically, it begins another church. We begin to see the first really multicultural, multi-ethnic church.
在其他的经文当中，我们可能看到有更详细的、更明确的说，这样子跨文化的宣教。但是呢，在这个经节当中，我们看到了有这样子的一个教会，是一个多元文化的教会。
And we see that very clearly that God was blessing that church. In fact, it says in the scripture, it says the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
我们看到神的手真的是大大的祝福这样的一个教会，就在经文里面写着说这个教会有很神的祝福的手在这个教会上，很多的人就因此信主。
In fact, it was being blessed by God so much that word got out.
甚至他这样子的受神的祝福，以至于work God out， 已经不再需要神在里面 work God out。
So many people in different places began to hear that God was blessing this church.
很多的人在各个地方都听到神大大的祝福这样子的一个教会。
In fact, it went all the way back to the core church. It went back to the beginning church. It went all the way back to Jerusalem.
甚至这样的风声已经传到了原来他们的母堂耶路撒冷的教会。
And the church in Jerusalem made a decision. It does not say why in God's word.
耶路撒冷教会然后就这样子做了一个决定。在神的话语当中没有记载为什么他们做这样的一个决定。
But they sent...And I'm going to define this. They sent a fat person to work in that church. And his name was Barnabas.
他们sent 了一个faithful.
All right, you already know it. Good, a fat person, a faithful, available, and a teachable person.
一个有信心，然后一个有时间，而且一个能够受教导的一个人，
可教的，对 ，OK，
可教的一个人，然后去那边教会。
Right, very good. Thank you. You already knew it, though. Good, thank you. All right. So, and his name was Barnabas.
那他。他的名字就是巴拿巴。
And the scripture kind of explains the kind of person that he was. First of all, he gets there and he sees that this church is really prospering, that it appears that the gospel is already being preached. But the church in Jerusalem sent him because he had even more knowledge of the Old Testament. Remember the times here.
所以巴拿巴就被派到了那个安提阿的教会，他看到那个教会真的是欣欣向荣，也看到那个教会的人是那么的火热，巴拿巴也更加的有更好的装备，所以他更好的可以去服侍那些教会的人，帮助那教会。
Remember, they don't have the canon or the 66 books of the Bible that we now have.
大家还记得吗？那个时候他们其实没有整部的圣经，没有那66卷书，我们现在所有的整本的圣经。
They had Moses' Pentateuch, they had the Psalms, and they had a lot of the writings of the prophet, but usually they were not even all assembled in one piece.
他们有摩西五经，他们有诗篇，然后也有一些先知所写的书，但是呢，他们没有那个整一本的圣经。
So the Acts of the Apostles, which we're reading from today,hadn't even really happened yet. So obviously it was not written down to where people could study it and learn. But Barnabas already had the background of the scripture. He had the background of the Old Testament, and he had the background of what he had heard from the disciples in Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem church... I'm sorry, go ahead.
但是然后我们现在所看到的使徒行传那个时候甚至没有写出来，但是巴拿巴他有很多的知识，他晓得以前的先知是怎么写的，然后他也晓得当时发生的各种各样的事情，福音怎样传出去。
Jerusalem church had Peter. Jerusalem church had James. Jerusalem church had John. It had what we would call the pillars of the church at the time.
耶路撒冷的教会呢有当时教会的支柱，就是彼得、雅各、彼得、雅各、约翰。
So we really have the pillars of the church in Jerusalem, and Barnabas apparently had been under their teaching, so they trusted Barnabas with the scripture to take to this new church that is made up of multi-ethnic people.
所以呢，耶路撒冷教会他们有他们的支柱，三大支柱，他们巴拿巴在那里也受到了很好的培训，所以他们就放心的叫巴拿巴派出去将这样的更好的教导可以带到这个多元文化的教会当中去。
So we begin to see that the church in those days and the church now, if we are talking from And I'm not a universal church person, but there is a group of believers that it seems to mention in Scripture is called the greater church, the church, all of the believers. I know that I believe that the local church is the folks that sends people out. However, there is a greater church as well.
我们看到有这样子的一个地方的教会，他们把人派出去，但是我们也看到有这样子一个普世的教会，然后是总管所有的信徒的。
So we begin to see churches that actually In Antioch, particularly, we begin to see a church that crosses over racial, crosses over ethnic barriers.
所以我们看到在安提亚这个教会当中呢，已经发生了有跨文化、跨种族的这样子的一个事情。
One of the things that we hear about so much in modern society, particularly in the United States,
我们在美国尤其所听看到的这样子一个很现代的一个社会当中所看到的。
We hear about racial injustice.
我们看到有种族的歧视。
We hear about ethnic issues.
我们看到有民族之间的问题。
We hear about discrimination happening now and in the past.
我们看到现在包括还有以前所发生的种族的歧视。
And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, based upon the Word of God, the only thing that is going to bring people together is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我很高兴，我告诉大家，只有一件事情可以把大家合成一起，也就是耶稣，也就是主的福音。
As the Apostle Paul says in Romans 1, he says simply that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power unto salvation for the Jew first and then the Greek.
使徒保罗在罗马书第一章里面写，我不以福音为耻，因为这是神的大能。起先是在犹太人中，然后到了外邦。
So in that passage, Paul reminds us that the gospel came, Jesus Christ himself, the living word, came to the Jewish people.
所以耶稣基督是神的话神的活话他先来到了犹太人当中。
But yet as we see even in Jesus' life, he worked with the Samaritan woman.
但是在耶稣生平当中他也与这样撒玛利亚的妇人来讲话。
He crossed the culture in, because it was so important for that particular people group at that moment in time to hear his gospel so that they could repent and come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior.
他自己跨文化来到这样子的一个族群人当中以至于他们可以得到福音可以来信主。
We see a lady that comes to Jesus and says, if I could just eat the crumbs from the bottom of your table, it would be enough. And he says, your faith has saved you.
我们看到这样子的一个妇人说即使狗也要舔孩子们桌子下面的那些碎屑然后就是这样子耶稣基督把这样福音带到了外邦人当中。
And then of course we see Jesus after he's risen from the dead and again I'm speaking of the Great Commission. I'm a missionary, I can't help it. I'm going to speak of the Great Commission probably every time I preach, I'm sorry.
然后再一次当耶稣基督复活的时候我要再讲到这样的一个大使命从主来的大使命我是一个宣教士所以我不能不讲大使命
So Jesus after he rose from the dead had his disciples meet him on the Mount of Galilee and he said to them all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me therefore you go and make disciples of all nations
当耶稣基督在加利利山他要升天的时候他就说天上地下所有的权柄都给了我了所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒
Us as his disciples are to cross culture to go to all nations and make disciples
他的门徒要跨文化然后让万民来做他的门徒
It's not just for the Jews It's not just for the Chinese It's not only for Americans It's not only for the Irish It's not only for the English It is for all nations allPeople.
这不光是美国人的不光是犹太人的不光是中国人的不光是英国人的也不光是爱尔兰人的
So these men in this passage as they're going through these different parts of Asia at the time they begin to meet people that are not Jews and they begin to share the gospel with them they begin to group them together and to disciple them to begin a church in Antioch
所以他们走遍了亚洲各方到处招聚人把他们聚集在一起让他们来传福音这样子就成了安提阿这样子一个教会。
When Jesus told them that right before he rose up to heaven, when he said, you will be my witnesses beginning in your Jerusalem. We even see that in this passage, the church in Jerusalem. You'll begin in Jerusalem. Then you're going to go to all the different parts of Judea and Samaria and then to the uttermost part, which is you and me. The gospel has made it to you and me, but...
所以耶稣基督在他升天之前把所有的人召聚起来说我们要从耶路撒冷开始然后到犹大全地然后甚至到地极也就是到你和我的身上。
But there are still thousands of people groups that do not have access to the gospel.
但是世界上仍有成千的族群他们没有办法接触到福音。
The greatest racial injustice is the fact that some people Some people groups with different languages than you and I do not yet have the gospel of Jesus Christ.
事实上，世界上最最不公平的种族的不公，也就是有一些人他们不像我们一样可以有福音来听，他们现在还没有福音。
No church among those people groups without the gospel.
在他们当中没有教会可以来宣传福音。
No opportunity to love one another.
他们没有机会。他们没有机会可以像我们一样可以彼此相爱。
Biggest problem in the world today.
这就是世界上最大的问题。
Is lostness.
是我们在最终失丧。
Can't bring together people until we're reconciled with God. When we're reconciled with God, we can reconcile with one another.
当我们没有办法和神和好之前，我们是没有办法成为一体的。我们只有先与神和好，才可以与人和好。
The gospel makes it clear. We see it especially in passages like we're looking at today, but we see the end game. What is God's end game?
福音给我们，让我们可以看到，事情的末了到底是什么？不光是我们在现在的经节当中，而是在别的经节当中也可以看到，末了是什么。
We see in the Revelation.
我们在启示录当中可以看到。
We want to turn to Revelation chapter 7.
我们看到启示录第七章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
And I will read it in English first, and you can read it in Chinese.
牧师会用英文讲，然后我们可以看中文。
The context of this is John has written this book.
所以他的上下文就是说，约翰他写了这样子的一本书。
He has been sent to an island all by himself.
他一个人来到了一座岛上。
Because he was persecuted.By the Roman government and sent to the island.
因为他被罗马政府所迫害，所以被放逐到那个岛上去。
But God, in His wisdom, speaks to the Apostle John and gives us these words when he is taken up in his vision up into heaven.
但是神他借着他的通过他的智慧跟约翰来讲话。约翰在异象当中看到了这些景象。
So he sees a lot of things, and we're not going to go into the revelation totally, but he sees a lot of things.And ultimately, he sees this, and it says this.
所以约翰看到了很多的异象。他看到了这里的一幕。
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
So in that great multitude, what do we see?
所以看到那么大一群人，我们看到什么？
We see all of the ethnic groups. We see all of the people groups worshiping Christ.
我们看到是各族、所有的民族、各民、各方，他们一起来来敬拜神，来敬拜基督。
I often have people ask me,What do you really think the will of God is?
很多时候就会有人来问我，你觉得神他的心意是什么？
What is God doing in your life?
神在你的生命当中做些什么事情呢？
There's a lot of different answers for that, but one thing that never changes.
对这个问题有很多不同的答案，但是有一个是永远不变的。
He is always working toward reaching all.Of the nations.
所以他一直是工作，然后让所有的人都可以信主。
It has never stopped.
他从来没有停止。
And it won't stop until the church is raptured.
一直到教会被提都不会停止，才会停止。
And we're worshiping Christ on into eternity. It will not happen until then.
我们会一直敬拜神直到永远。
Because the scripture says earlier, and Jesus himself says that this gospel of peace will be preached to all the nations, and then the end will come.
因为圣经他神自己的话他这样子说，就是说这个平安的福音就会传播到万民，直到那时以后他才会来。
So you want to know what God's doing?
所以你知道神在做什么吗？
He's reaching the nations.
他是要将福音传到各国。
And we see right here in this passage the beginning of reaching the nations.
我们看到这一经文它就是讲到是传到各国的开始。
We see the church in Jerusalem persecuted.
我们看到耶路撒冷的教会被被逼迫。
Jesus told them, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem."
耶稣说你们要在耶路撒冷做我的见证。
Judea, Samaria,And the uttermost parts.
要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，都做我的见证。
Unfortunately,
但是可惜的是
，the church in Jerusalem had to be persecuted first. They didn't just go and do it on their own.
耶路撒冷教会要先受逼迫，他们没有自己的去传。
It took the death of one of our first martyrs, Stephen, to get things moving.
我们看到斯蒂凡他遇害之后，这事情才慢慢的开始。
So after Stephen was murdered, but he was killed during the persecution.
当斯蒂凡在逼迫当中，他遇难之后
，the church scattered.
那个时候教会才开始四散。
Our Lord uses many different methods.
我们的主他用各种各样不同的方法
to develop churches.
来扩展他的教会。
Why is the church so important? Because it's the church that equips people to go.
为什么教会这么重要呢？因为教会它装备人。
To go in their neighborhoods.
去来到他们周遭的环境。
To go in their marketplace.
去来到市场上。
To go to their educational facility.
去来到教育的方面。
To take the gospel to the nations.
把福音传到各国。
But it begins where you're at. It begins with your own guanxiwang, your own.Network of friends.
但是它始自于你自己周围的关系网。
So he uses many different methods. We see the method that he used in this passage was he persecuted the church that was not going out.
所以他用各种不同的方法，我们看到这段经文当中他用的方法呢，就是来逼迫那个没有出去传福音的那个教会。
I often wonder if they would have actually went out and started sharing the gospel in all these other places, would they even have had to have been persecuted? I don't know the answer to that.
我一直有这样子一个问，如果他们可以自主自愿的出去传福音，然后自己出去的话，他们会不会仍然受到逼迫呢？
I'm really hoping that that's going to be the case in our United States churches, that we don't need to be persecuted before we start going out and finishing up the task that he's telling us to do to go to all nations.
我真的希望是我们的教会也是在没有受到逼迫之前，我们就自主的去出去，然后把福音传到各国。
So time passes, and actually we see in this passage that Barnabas spent some time teaching at the church in Antioch.
所以时间慢慢的过去，巴拿巴来到安提阿教会开始教导。
But God puts it on his heart that he needs some help.
神在他的心里面放下这个负担，他需要一些帮助。
So he goes to Tarsus to look for Saul, who later becomes Paul.
所以他来到了大树，然后去找扫罗，那个后来就变成了保罗。
And so he finds Paul and he brings him back to the church in Antioch.
他找到了保罗之后，然后把他带回到安提阿的教会。
That's a good lesson for all of us in church life.
这对我们每个人的教会生活来说都是很好的一课。
That this work of the gospel is for us. It's not only for me.
这个福音这样的一课并不只是给我的，而是给所有的人的。
I need help.
我需要帮助。
You need help.
你需要帮助。
Sometimes we bring people in from Florida.
有的时候你们可以从佛罗里达请人来。
Not that you need the help. I don't mean that. What I mean is that we bring different perspectives. Paul was going to bring a completely different perspective than the church in Jerusalem.
并不是说你们没了我就不行，而是我们真的是需要不同方面的人员来。保罗就是来到了安提亚，作为一个新鲜的力量。
So let's talk about Paul for a second. We know that Paul was a persecutor of the church. That's what he did.
我们从保罗看，我们看一下保罗。保罗以前是逼迫教会的。
Later on in his writings, he calls himself the chief of sinners.
之后他自称为是罪魁。
I think if you think about it, there's many people that had really sinned against the church more than he did.
我们看到很多人其实可能比他更逼迫教会。
Not Judas, perhaps.
可能是犹大，比如说。
But Paul actually was there when Stephen was killed.
可能保罗在斯提凡遇害的时候，他也在那里。
Not only was he putting his blessing on it, he was encouraging them to kill him and to persecute all of the churches in Jerusalem at the time.
他不光为那件事情祝福，而是更加多的是，可能是来 encourage, 来鼓励他们做这样的事情，来逼迫耶路撒冷的教会。
But God came to Paul and appointed him to be a missionary to the Gentiles. Not to the Jews, to the Gentiles.
但是神就这样子来到保罗那里，指派他做外邦人的使徒，不是给犹太人的使徒，而是给外邦人的使徒。
So that's exactly what we see happening here when Paul was in Tarsus and Barnabas went and got him and brought him back to a Greek church, brought him back to a multi-ethnic church. Yeah, there were some Jews, but there were people from all different races and ethnicities there.
所以我们就看到这样子的一幕，保罗原来在大叔，但是巴拿巴把他邀请来到安提亚这个多元文化的教会，这个希腊的教会，有各种各族在里面的教会。
So Paul, even as he left his home in Tarsus, left his background as a Pharisee, left his background as a very well-read student of the scripture.
所以保罗他就离开自己的家乡，离开大树，离开自己法利赛人这样子的一个背景，离开自己对圣经非常熟知，对旧约非常熟知的这样子一个背景。
But he was radically transformed by Jesus Christ.
他被耶稣基督大大的改变了。
Repented of his sins.
他为自己的罪忏悔。
And now he is being called out to go cross culture.
所以他被呼召跨文化。
Leaving his Jewish background and going to the Greeks.
离开他犹太人的背景来到了希腊人中间。
So we see Paul and Barnabas working together.
所以我们看到保罗和巴拿巴他们彼此合作。
And the Bible says for a year.
圣经上面说有这样子一年。
They began to just pour into the church at Antioch.
他们把自己倾倒在安提亚这个教会当中。
During one of their prayer times,
在他们祷告的时候，
we see the Holy Spirit of God speaking to that church.
我们看到圣灵对那个教会来讲话。
Holy Spirit says, Saul and Barnabas.Are to leave this church and go to the Greeks, other Gentiles, and share the gospel. Multiple people groups.
圣灵说保罗和巴拿巴必须要出去，然后来到更多的希腊人当中，来到不同的种族的人当中。
So that we see the beginning.
所以我们就看到了这个起头。
Of a missionary movement.
这个是宣教的起头。
We see Paul and Barnabas leave.The church at Antioch. But let's remember that it was not an agency that sent them out. It wasn't the IMB. It wasn't OMF. It wasn't any mission agency that sent them out. It was a church.
所以我们看到保罗和巴拿巴他们离开了安提亚，但是我们看到这不是任何一个宣教机构，不是 IMB, 不是OMF, 海外宣教使团，不是然后而是一个教会把他们派出去。
And so it is today.
也是今天也是同样发生这样的事情。
How missionaries receive their support is irrelevant.
宣教士他们如何收到他们的支持是无关紧要的。
It's the church that sends out and supports missionaries.
是因为是教会，教会是宣把宣教士送出去的那个实体。
When my wife and I were called out of our church, it was the church that sent us out. It was the church that ordained us. It was the church, the local church. Ours happened to be First Baptist Winter Park.
所以当我的太太和我，然后我们两个人被宣召呼召出去的时候，是教会把我们送出去，是这个当地的教会把我们给送出去。
So our background happened to be Southern Baptist, and Southern Baptist cooperate multiple churches, 45,000 左右 churches work together to send out missionaries. Still, it's churches that ordain and that.Do the examining, that do the work of what it takes to send out a missionary. Most important, they do the equipping.
所以我和我的太太正好是在一个美南浸信会的教会当中，但是这个美南浸信会的教会呢，与很多其他的教会一起来同工，可能有45,000家教会左右，然后所以是教会来选择，安利这样子的宣教士，然后教会装备我们这样子的宣教士，教会把我们送出去。
I have worked with many missionaries from churches that sent them out, and some the church did not bless them and send them out. And the ones the church did not bless and send them out, but they felt like they needed to go anyways, crashed and burned.
我看到有很多宣教士，然后有一些宣教士呢，他们并没有得到教会的祝福，教会并没有把他们差遣出去，但是他们还是觉得有这样子的呼召如果他们是这样子的呢，我就看到他们很快就会被重压所压倒。
In our missionary work, the church sends, the church supports, and the church prays.
在我们的合场当中呢，教会是差派，教会支持，然后教会为我们祷告。
That is what it takes to support a missionary movement and a single missionary.
这是对于一个宣教士所需要的这样的支持。
And so we see from this passage that the Antioch church was willing to do that with Paul and Barnabas. Sent them out.
我们看到安提阿教会愿意为巴拿巴和保罗做这样的事情，他们差遣他们出去。
But as we see churches started in the United States and in Great Britain and in China, and I mean literally around the world, they're not all started by missionaries sent out from a church.
我们看到很多的教会在美国兴起，在英国兴起，甚至在中国兴起，但是不是每一个教会都是由宣教士所建立的。
As I said, God uses many different methods to start and plant churches.
我们看到神用很多不同的方式来植堂。
Sometimes we think that it's really sad when a church has conflict in it, and it is.
我们有的时候看到教会内部有纷争，这真的是让人很伤心。
Sometimes we think it's really sad when a church gets broken and people leave.
有的时候看到教会破裂，然后人们离开，这真的是很伤心的一件事情。
When a church is unhealthy and for whatever reason people leave, but other people come, and it when it seems from our perspective that the church isn't doing well.
有的时候看到有人走开，然后有人离开这个教会，当然也有人来，但是从我们看到的这样子教会的分分合合的中间，觉得这是不在人的眼光中不是一件好事。
But I'm here to tell you, I have seen many new churches as a result of people leaving a church they were in.
但是我要告诉你，我真的是看到很多的教会的兴起，很多的教会的建立，就是因为人离开了原来的教会。
I like the Chinese saying, 因祸得福。
我很喜欢中国这样子的一个言语，就是 you get the blessing out of the sorrow.
It's really sad sometimes to see those kind of things happen. Even a church that, for whatever reason, gets too small and breaks down, I mean, just can't exist anymore. But the people that were in it went somewhere. Oftentimes they go and strengthen another church. Many times they actually go and plant a new church.
我们看到有的教会它分裂之后，可能因为人太少无法继续存活，但是呢，人离开了以后，有的时候可以去别的教会来兼顾那边的教会，然后有的时候甚至可以开始一个新的教会。
因祸得福。
So blessings coming out of
right.
tragic.
And I'm not encouraging conflict.
当然我在这里不是要鼓吹这样子的。
I'm not encouraging conflict in the church. I'm just stating a reality.
我并不是说鼓励大家彼此争斗，而是只是在这里说一个事实。
You know, even the churches I grew up in, oftentimes for whatever reason, people would get angry, you know, and leave. But they would go and start another church.
我自己在的教会，然后或者是我自己曾经可能在的教会，然后有的人可能就是因为有冲突，然后生气离开，但是呢，他们可能就是这样子建立了一个新的教会。
Sometimes it's just over a small piece of doctrine, and in the really big picture, it doesn't even really matter. But they felt like it was enough that they weren't happy anymore and left. Next thing you know, you get a new church, which is kind of cool.
有的时候我们从一个大宏观的角度来看，甚至不是什么一个问题，一个微不足道的一个教条的纷争，但是他们可能就是很生气，然后就离开建立这样子一个教会，但是真的是可以因祸得福。
So I think that's enough that I'll talk about that kind of a church plan.
所以这样子的一个方式来建教会，我可能就讲到这里。
The next kind of church plant that we see, the next way and next method in which the Lord uses to kajula.
It's kind of stuck.
It's, he uses persecution of the church. We see in this particular passage here that when the church becomes persecuted and they can't gather together in a church of any size,they have to break up into smaller groups. Or they have to move a little farther out from where the persecution is happening.
我们在这里看到这个经文当中看到是迫害当中的教会。当一个教会被迫害被分散，以至于他们的每一块的人数都太少，没有办法成为一个教会的时候，他们就开始四散。
I praise God that in the United States it doesn't seem to be evident that persecution is coming anytime soon.
我感谢神，在美国至少在近期我看不到有很大的逼迫来到。
But I still think it's wise for our pastors, for church leadership, to prepare future leadership of small groups that can do church in their home or can do it anywhere. To prepare leadership of church. Prepare leaders to do the work of the gospel, to do the work of what it takes to do church.
但是我觉得如果教会当中的牧者可以有这样子的一个远见，有这样的一个智慧，愿意来培养小组的领导人，以至于在小组当中他们可以自己带领小组的话，这是对将来的一个很好的一个准备。
I've had the privilege and God for his purposes has allowed me to work with churches around the world and particularly more in, probably in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Myanmar, places that are more challenging to work in the United States.
我很感谢神让我有这样子机会在过去的多年当中能够在比美国更多的更有挑战的这样的环境当中，比如说在中国，在香港，在台湾，在缅甸，这样子的更多逼迫的国家当中来服侍神。
Some of the pastors I've had the privilege of getting to know over the years have pastored churches for many, many, many years, even through the Cultural Revolution in China.
很多的牧师我认识，甚至有人这些地方然后牧会很多年，甚至他们在文化大革命中也牧会。
And those of you from China that are old enough to remember, you know that the persecution levels go up, they come down, they go up, and they come down. Right now they're kind of high.
所以如果有人从大陆来的话呢，可能就晓得对于教会的逼迫它是上上下下上上下下，现在呢它还是在很高的地方。
But just a few years ago, it was more down. There wasn't a lot of persecution in the church. They were allowing some of the churches, some of the house churches, and certainly the Three Self churches to grow and expand.
但是在过去的一段时间当中呢，逼迫确实比较少，所以政府允许一些教会的更多的自由，包括家庭教会以及三自教会，他们都有很多的增长。
But many of these pastors that had gone through these different waves of persecution.Knew that it was coming again.
但是很多牧师他们经历过这样子的上上下下的逼迫，他们知道逼迫会来的。
And they knew that the persecution was going to be significant the next time.
他们晓得接下来的那一波的逼迫会非常的大。
As it is right now, it's significant there now. There's a lot of significant persecution of particularly house churches in China.
所以现在在中国有很多的逼迫，真的是很大的逼迫，尤其是对家庭教会的逼迫。
So what these pastors did that believed that kind of a prophetic voice and believing that persecution would come again, they would let their church grow, but inside that church they were constantly equipping leadership.
所以他们在准备逼迫来临的时候呢，他们在教会慢慢的壮大的时候，他们不停的在准备为了迎接将要来到的逼迫。
They were preparing the next generation. They were preparing their church for persecution.
他们为下一代，他们准备下一代的领导人，以至于他们可以迎接逼迫。
They would not be able to have 100 people or 200 people come together to worship.
他们可能不能够有一两百人一同来到一起来敬拜。
The government would not allow it.
那政府不会允许这样的发生。
So they equipped leadership to lead smaller churches.
所以他们就来培养那些领导，以至于他们可以带领小一些的会众。
And I want to praise the Lord because the church has grown as a result.A persecution in China right now. It's grown. Those churches that were 200 that had 20 leaders now became 20 smaller groups that went from having 10 or 20 people to 30 or 40 people able to meet together. So the church doubled and tripled in size.
就像在现在有逼迫的时候呢，原来那个200人的教会，可能他们中间有20个领导，现在这教会虽然被拆散，但是每一个领导下面可以带三五十个人，所以我感谢神教会因为逼迫可以得到发展，可以得到壮大。
Now of those pastors of those smaller churches, many of them have been persecuted to the point of spending time in jail.
在这些小教会这些的领导人当中，很多的牧师他们在经历逼迫，他们甚至要去被捉到监狱里面去关起来。
But just like the Apostle Paul, they counted as joy.
但是就如使徒保罗一样，他们以此为大喜乐。
To be persecuted for the name of Jesus.
他们以被耶稣以他们为耶稣名而逼迫这样一件事情感到喜乐。
Our faith. We look at God Himself, who became man, lived among us, Jesus Christ.
我们的信心，我们看到神变成人的样子，在我们中间有形体，有丰丰满满的身体住在我们当中。
He was persecuted to the point of death.
他被逼迫以至于死。
In Antioch, they were called Christians first.
在安提亚，他们首先被称作为基督徒。
Why do we think as Christians, if we're really following Christ, that we are not going to be persecuted?
我们有什么理由觉得我们作为基督徒不会被受到逼迫呢？
And I'm not saying, hey, let's go look for a place to be persecuted. I don't mean that.
我不是跟大家说让我们去到一个被逼迫的地方去，我不是这个意思。
But if we live a life that glorifies Christ and we're doing what he's told us to do, that means making disciples, which begins with winning souls. If we're doing that in the marketplace, if we're doing that in the educational system, if we're doing that in places, I mean to tell you, you will be persecuted.
但是如果我们真的是基督徒，我们走到万民当中来做，使万民做他的门徒，我们来到市场上，我们来到学校当中，我们来到自己的职场上，然后让别人也来一起做门徒的话，我肯定的告诉你们，你们会受到逼迫。
But if we don't do those things, you won't be persecuted.
我们如果不做这些事情的话，我们确实不会被逼迫。
The church won't grow.
但是教会也不会发展。
No disciples will be made.
也不会有人成为门徒。
So the choice is ours.
所以我们要做这样的选择。
So persecution strengthens the church. It strengthens our faith.
逼迫可以来增强我们的教会，可以来增强我们的信心。
We look from history, we see that most of the writers of Scripture were persecuted to the point of death.
我们看到历史当中，写圣经的很多的作者，他们很多人都被逼迫以至于死。
So again, I don't want to say that I'm encouraging you to look for persecution.
再一次的，我不是跟大家说我来鼓励你们去寻找逼迫。
I'm just saying that it will come if you're doing what Jesus tells us to do.
我只是告诉你们，如果你们遵行耶稣基督的旨意的话，逼迫是会来的。
I have some partners that work in a very difficult part of this state.
我有一些同工，他们在就在美国，他们在一个不太好的环境当中工作。
They have to work with an incredibly difficult people group.
他们要和非常难相处的这样子的一个族群来打交道。
Muslims worldwide are not easy to reach with the gospel.
整个世界上的穆斯林的信徒，他们是非常难用。
And certainly certain sects, certain parts of the Muslim religion of Islam really encourage persecuting Christians, particularly in others.
穆斯林当中有这样子的一小撮支派，他们真的是来鼓励大家要去逼迫基督徒。
So if we are called to work with all nations, that includes the nations of Islam worldwide.
所以如果我们被鼓励要去与各国各族来打交道的话，这各国各族也包括伊斯兰。
So I know that we can ask people here today, if you were to go to a certain country and you begin to share the gospel on the street, will you be persecuted in Malaysia?
所以我可能问大家，如果你神要求你去做传福音的工作，在街上传福音的话，你可能愿意去马来西亚吗？
I know you will.
你可能说会愿意的。
If you go into Hamtramck today, and you go on the street and you start talking to Muslim people, how do you think that's going to go?
What is Hamtramck?
Hamtramck 中国话怎么说？在底特律那边。
如果你去那个哈姆特镇，在底特律那边，然后让你在那边传福音的话，你会怎么说
？Yeah, the population of that part of your city of your metropolitan area has grown to be mostly Muslim.
在那个地区，可能人口跟这边的差不多，然后那整个区全都是穆斯林的。
I mean, if you go into one of their stores and you try to talk to them about Jesus, you probably won't be able to buy anything. If you want to order food and you start talking to them about Jesus, they ain't going to give you any food.
如果你去那边的商店想去买东西，然后去跟大家分享耶稣的话，估计没有人会卖东西给你。如果你去一个那边的餐馆，然后去吃饭，然后要去传福音的话，可能没有人会卖东西给你吃。
I know that's a small persecution, but it is still a form of persecution.
我知道这可能是一个小小的逼迫，但是是也逼迫的一种。
So if we do what Jesus tells us to do, in fact, Jesus said you will be persecuted. Jesus said it, not Mark, Jesus.And we see from Scripture that all of his people were persecuted at different times, for different things. Many of them gave up their lives.
所以我看到，我跟大家说，你们真的是会逼迫，不是我说的，而是耶稣说的。如果你按照耶稣的话去行的话，你真的是会受到逼迫。
Because their goal was to see the church developed.
所以，因为他们的目标是要让教会可以发展。
And why is the church persecuted? Because it equips people. It prepares people to take the gospel outside the doors. When we don't take the gospel outside the doors, we're not going to get persecuted. Nobody cares because we're not going to get any bigger.
我们为什么会受到逼迫呢？因为他们是要把福音给传出去。若不是我们要把福音传出去的话，我们根本不会受到逼迫，因为人们不会觉得我们要把福音传出去。
So 60% of the world right now live in unreached people group areas. That means 60% of the people in the entire world don't have immediate access to the gospel.
在世界上有60%的人，他们没有办法接触到福音，是未得之名。
他们都在那个黑暗中。
They're in the darkness.
为什么光不是那边 ？Why is the light not in those areas yet？
为什么光没有照到那些地方呢
？Because it's inside the doors of the church. No one has taken it out to them.
因为他那些光还被锁在我们教会的门当中，没有人把这些光带到外面去。
It's our job. Jesus said, "Go make disciples."
这是我们的工作。耶稣说去让万民做门徒。
And so we see Paul and Barnabas obeying Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到保罗和巴拿巴他们来服从耶稣基督的命令。
And we know the story of Paul that he begins the Philippian church, Corinthian church, the multiple churches. He writes letters to these churches later to help them, and they have become scripture. They were inspired by God as he wrote these letters to help the churches.
所以我们看到保罗他建立了腓立比教会，建立了哥林多教会，建立了很多的教会。之后他们他不光建立教会，也之后写很多信去兼顾那些教会。
But it's because a leader of the church saw something in Paul.
教会的领袖在保罗身上看到了这样特质。
Barnabas saw something special in Paul.
巴拿巴在保罗身上看到了一些不同的地方。
So he went back to Tarsus and found him and brought him to the Antioch church.
所以他来到大树，他去大树，把保罗从大树叫过来，叫到了安提亚。
And so it is with all of us as leaders, and all of us lead in different ways.One of our key roles is to find those special people that God has put into our life.
所以我们也看到我们在这里做领袖的，我们有一个很重要的职责，也就是让我们看到人身上的特质。
And to bring them to the church, to bring them to a level to where they can teach and train and help the church to grow and to go.
把那些有这样子宣教特质的人可以带来，然后继续的教导他们，以至于他们可以被培养，来将福音带出去，让教会可以继续发展。
In the missionary process, and we see it even here, we're going to talk a little bit about, real quick, I think I've got a few minutes left, we have something that we call the missionary task.
所以在宣教的这样子一个过程当中，我们也可以在这里看到我们有宣教的几个功能。
And the missionary task is made up of multiple functions.
所以宣教的这样的职责呢，是由几个功能来实现的。
And it's almost logical to some respect.
这个是有很强的逻辑和顺序。
In order to plant a church.
为了要能够建立一个教会
，In order to enter into an area to share the gospel, not necessarily plant a church, we have to develop an idea. We have to decide on a way to enter the entry strategy.
当我们要进入一个地区，要建立一个教会的时候，我们必须要有一个进入的一个strategy 一个策略。
It sounds simple in some ways.
听上去好像很简单。
Let's suppose you want to start a church in Hamtramck. I like Hamtramck because you can't say it. That's why I like it.
让我们看到，然后如果我们要去底特律那个小城，然后建立一个教会的话
，Actually, because it's a multi-ethnic part of the Detroit area.
那是一个底特律地区，一个多文化的一个地区。
If God puts it on your heart to reach the Polish people that are there.
如果神让你要去那边接触最贫穷的人
，If God puts it on your heart to reach different parts of Islam,
如果神让你去在那里接触不同的伊斯兰的人
，All lost people that need the Lord,
那些所有的未得之民
，How are you going to have presence? How are you going to enter into Hamtramck so that you can begin a ministry of the gospel?
你怎么样可以进入 Hamtramck 这个地方，以至于可以开展你的福音的事工呢
？What's it going to look like? What kind of business do you need to be there?
这个景况是什么样子呢？你需要有什么样子的一个动作呢
？What kind of educational system can you offer to people there? Maybe teaching English or who knows what?
你可以在那里有什么样的一个教育的方法呢？可能在那里比如说教英文。
What if you want to go to?Saudi Arabia and reach Muslims there. What kind of entry process? What kind of way can you enter in there? You can't get a missionary visa, I promise.
或者你如果想要去沙特阿拉伯，然后想要在那边宣传福音的话，你肯定在那里不可能有一个宣教的一个签证。
They need the gospel.
他们也需要福音。
They need a Christian witness.
他们需要有基督徒的见证。
Jesus told us to go and make disciples of that nation for sure.
耶稣让我们去在那个国家也使人做门徒。
So 我们要想办法。
So we have to come up with a plan.
There are many different ways, and it begins with every process, every function that I'm going to talk about here today has to be filled with prayer.
所以我们看到这里每一个工作，然后每一个功能啊，我们都需要用祷告来支持。
But you can also begin to look at using logic and using just our wisdom and using our knowledge, using our past experience. Look at different ways in which God has always already prepared you or already prepared the people there to receive and prepared you to go.
所以我们也要看到我们以前的经验，我们的逻辑，我们的智慧来自于神的智慧，可以帮助我们怎么样去决定怎么样一个策略。可能神已经在那里的人的心里面做好了预工，然后神也让我们可以有这样子的心去到那里。
What human need needs to be met there that might give you an identification, might give you the ability to enter into that 合场, enter into that field.
可能那边的人他们需要什么样子的东西，他们作为人来说有什么样子的需求，我们可以给他们提供什么。
So that's the entry process. We always, as missionaries, going to an unreached people group, for example, years ago, God put it on my heart to go and reach an unreached, unengaged people group that there was no known gospel, no known scripture, or no known translation of the gospel, no known church, no known Christian.
可能就是比如说我在很多年以前，神让我去到这样子一个族群当中，那边没有现成的没有那个圣经，然后没有教会，他们没有接触福音的管道。
Yeah, we would call that kind of group an unreached, unengaged people group.未接触的未得之名，
所以我们就看到是未接触的未得之名。
Yes, 很好。Okay, so I took the opportunity to select one of those groups, and it was in China, and it was in the Hunan province, and the people group, it was a part of the Miao larger group, but it was the Dong Shangxi Miao, the Eastern Shangxi Miao people group. Maybe 100,000.In the mountains there.
所以我来到了中国的湖南，然后在那边有一个族群是苗族，他们中间的有一个小小的一个东山西苗族的，他们可能有10万左右的人。
They could speak a little Mandarin.
他们可以说小小的普通话。
But most of their language was their own heart language. It was a Shangxi Miao that I don't know if there are any foreigners that can speak the language. There are a few people in China that can speak it now, other than the Miao, but generally.It's their own language.
他们主要的语言还是苗族话，东山西苗族话。可能那边现在有少少的一些人可以也说他们的苗族话，但是呢，很多基本上没有人可以讲。
So I could only go as a visitor.
所以我在那边可能只是一个旅行的过路的人。
It was impossible for me, Mark McCreary, Mai Ming Kang 牧师。To move there and engage that people group every day, all day.
所以我可能在那边没有办法，麦明浩牧师，我自己来到那边，然后和他们长久的每一天的相处下去。
But we had partners in Changsha.
但是我们在那边有同工。
They're able to go almost weekly and begin to meet people there and begin to learn their language, begin to learn their culture.And begin to do the work of a missionary from a larger city close by to a people group totally and completely unengaged with the gospel.
但是我们有这样的同工，他们可以每个星期去那边去了解他们的语言，去了解他们的文化，去和他们有接触，从一个附近的大城市来到这样子一个山村里面，和他们一起有连接。
So when I was there, I did prayer walking.
我在那边的时候，我就走祷。
And I looked for people of peace.
我来到去寻找和平之子。
People that I could communicate with.
可以和他们交流的人。
Nobody spoke English.
没有人可以说英文。
But they could speak Mandarin about as well as I could.
但是他们的普通话讲得跟我差不多好。
So we were able to 沟通没有问题。
So 我们可以去
communicate.
Communicate.
And I was able to ask multiple people if they had a church anywhere. And I used the word 教会. I said church.
所以我就问那边人他们有没有教会可以去。
And all the different villages that I went to, they'd never even heard that word. They'd never heard it. And my Chinese is not that bad. I'd say 教会. 你们都听得懂，对不对？
我去的那些村庄，没有一个村庄的人知道教会是什么。然后我也觉得我的那个中文没有那么差到那个地步，他们听不懂什么是教会。
But I would ask them about the Bible if they had any kind of word of God.
我也去问他们有没有圣经，他们有没有听过神的话。
And I would even use Shangshu. I would use different ways in which to say God's word, and never heard it before ever.
Oh, 我也用另一个词语叫神书 like the word of God, and 用其他不同的方式来讲圣经这个概念，但他们也从来没有听到过。
I would ask them about 耶稣 I'd ask them about Jesus, Jesus Christ. Again, never heard it. They would say, "Who is that guy? I'd like to meet him."
我也问他们有没有听到过耶稣基督，他们也从来没有听到过。他们说那个人是谁呢？我很想认识他。
So in just the few days that I was there, I was able to meet a lot of people and find out that they truly were, as far as we know, an unreached, unengaged people group without any knowledge of the Bible at all.
所以在我短短的在那里的几天之内呢，我真的是发现那里的人民真的是unreached, unengaged, 未得未接触未得之名。
So, this is, and just remember this for a second. This was only 300 or 400 miles from Changsha, a very large city.
我们想一想，这离长沙那个一个非常大的一个城市只有三四百里路。
With maybe, we figure maybe somewhere between 5% and 8% Christian in that city.
那个城市应该是有可能5%-8%的基督徒。
But yet still a people group like that completely and totally unengaged.
但是就离那么近的一个地方有这样子的一个未得之名，他们是从未接触从未得的这样的一个名。
But I praise God when I was able to come down out of the mountains, and it's really as you come down out of the mountains into the city, and it's an interesting experience just that in itself. But to tell my partners in the larger cities,of these people groups and encourage them to be a part of what God wants to do with reaching them with the gospel.
It's exciting. 当我从那座山上下来，然后真的是从山上下来，这是一个非常有意思的经历。当我从山上下来来到长沙，然后跟那里的人说，你们那边有一个未接触未得之名，然后鼓励他们要去接触，要去得到他们。
So in many ways, that's similar to what happened. The church in Jerusalem had heard that this church in Antioch needed help. So what this larger church in Jerusalem did was to send somebody. They sent Barnabas to work with these people. There were already a few Christians here, so it's a little bit different than that scenario.
所以我们看到回过头去看到耶路撒冷这样子一个大教会听到安提亚有这样子的一个需要，虽然可能是情况不完全的相同，但是耶路撒冷教会愿意把巴拿巴给派到安提亚教会去来兼顾他们来教导他们。
But we see the Antioch church sending out Paul to go to these places where there is absolutely no Christian witness.
但是我们也看到安提阿这个教会把保罗派出去让他到那个完全没有听到过福音的地方。
So in the missionary process, we have to enter in. I was able to go in just briefly and evaluate the area and write a report and give it to my partner so that they could send somebody to go.
所以这个就是一个进入的这样子一个过程。我来到那个地方在那边做调查。我写了一个报告然后拿提交给我的伙伴让他们可以继续的去接触那里的民。
So our partners, because they were able to spend more time there, they were able to develop ways in which to connect the gospel, to connect a clear presentation of the gospel with the people that actually lived in the area.They could use their experience from living in that part of the world to go up into that area and work with that group of Miao.
我的同工呢，他拿到了我的报告，然后他们就可以找到这样子一个方式，让福音与那里的未得之民有连结，让福音可以接触到那里的苗族的人。
In another part of China, I worked with a group called the Hani people group, and they were actually reached with the gospel years before I arrived.
我在中国有接触过另一族的人，他们是哈尼族的人，他们在之前其实有接触过福音。
As we began to train them, from the very beginning, we put the idea in their mind that Every church is to do the Great Commission. From the very beginning, what their idea was is that we are to go and make disciples of the nations.
在我们早期跟他们接触的时候，我们一开始就将这样子的一个思想放在他们的心中，就每一个教会都是有大使命的这样子一个教会，每一个教会都是要出去传福音。
Yeah, those little churches, they never had the idea that we're just to go and worship every week and then go home. Never had that idea in their mind at all.
所以不管教会有多小，他们每一个他们都有这样子一个概念，我们不是说每一个星期来教会来敬拜神就可以走回家的。
They were always thinking about, okay, when I go home, I'll meet somebody. Well, maybe they can come to my house that night and we can talk more about Jesus.
他们每次都想到我可能回家以后就可以遇到一个人，然后把他请到我家里来跟他讲耶稣。
We would try to train every person that we would had an opportunity to train that, hey, you can do a church in you can do a small group in your home and someday it can become a church.
所以我们也在那里培训他们说你可以在你的家里面开始一个小组甚至开始一个教会。
You can worship, you can share the gospel, you can have the fellowship, you can do the ordinances, you can do everything in your group.
所以你们可以在自己的这样子一个组里面然后你们可以敬拜可以来传福音可以来教导可以来给人施洗然后你们可以做很多的事情。
And as a part of that teaching, as a part of that Jiaodao aspect, that you can lead other people to Jesus.
在这样子一个教导过程当中，我们告诉他们，你可以引人归向耶稣。
Don't have to bring them to the pastor. You can do it. From the very beginning, we put those ideas, we put those truths of the scripture into people's hearts.
你们不需要通过牧师才可以做。从最开始的时候，我就说，你们可以这样子做，你们可以把耶稣带到人的心里。
So after about 10 years of starting lots and lots of small groups and small churches, they had the idea of sending out missionaries that they could support as a group.
当十年这样子的一个教导，当十年我们跟他们讲他们就开始有这样子的一个概念。当十年之后，他们就开始把人把宣教士送出去，让他们也可以建立教会。
Because the Hanizu, they knew that there were different forms of the Baizu of the Zhuangzu, all these different other people groups near them that didn't have the gospel.
因为哈尼族的人他们晓得在他们附近有白族的人有壮族的人他们没有听到过福音。
Because they really believed what Jesus said that you're to go and make disciples of all nations. They were willing to leave their villages and go to these other areas, learn their languages, which was fairly similar to theirs in a lot of ways, so that they could share the gospel.They could share the gospel.
所以他们愿意来顺服耶稣的大使命，他们愿意来走到别的族当中去使人做门徒，他们愿意去学习别人的语言，那个语言呢可能是与他们自己的这样子一个少数民族的语言是比较相近的他们愿意去把福音带给别人。
So you see in this missionary task, we see that we enter in the Hanizu example I just gave you,other missionaries had entered in their years before.
所以我们看到这样子的一个过程，我用哈尼族来给大家做了这样子的一个例子，在很多年以前，其他的宣教士在那里进入。
And they were trained already how to share the gospel.
他们被训练以至于他们也可以传福音。
And they were trained on how to make disciples.
他们被训练知道如何使人做门徒。
So,Even in the missionary task, not every time a missionary goes into a new area, new to them, are we starting with entry. Sometimes that's already been done.
所以宣教士去到一个地方，然后不是每一次都是要重新切入，新切入，有些时候那个工作已经做了。
Sometimes in the missionary task, the group you're going into already knows how to share the gospel, but there's just not enough of them to do it.
所以有的时候他们进入一个地方的时候那里的人已经晓得怎么样子去和人传福音只是他们还没有足够的人力可以去做。
Sometimes, they're already sharing the gospel and they're making disciples, but they've not really began to start churches yet, so they need training on that. So, the missionary task doesn't necessarily start with entry and you teach people to share the gospel and you teach them how to make disciples and then you teach themabout leadership training. You can come in and start with leadership training sometimes, just as I'm doing here today.
有的时候已经进入，然后也已经开始要有门徒有，但是他们不晓得怎么样去建立新的教会，所以可能有的时候宣教士进去的时候呢，就是为了帮助他们怎么样子可以建立健康的教会，帮助他们进行 leadership 那个领导的培训。
So as we do leadership training, we really are looking for that people.
所以我们看到在培养领袖的时候呢，真的是要找那些faithful 那个有信心，然后有时间，然后而且是可以教导的、可教的那些人。
Faithful, available, teachable.
有信心，愿意出来服侍，而且是可教导的。
Not necessarily with a seminary degree.
并不需要一定要有神学院的学位。
But we're looking for people that will be faithful with all the other tasks of the desire to want to plant churches, the desire to make disciples, the desire to share the gospel, and think of ways in which to penetrate a new marketplace, to penetrate a new field where the gospel has not been proclaimed or it needs to be strengthened.
但是他们真的是要对神的使命有忠心，他们愿意来去分享神的福音，愿意来把这个让人做门徒，愿意看到这样子一个新的合场，愿意在这个新的合场上有这样子一个切入。
And I know I've been up here for probably an hour now, and Exodus is probably a good one to end with.
我可能会在这里就是不停的讲啊讲啊讲啊，但是呢Exodus 那个退出可能是一个很好的切入点，让我退出。
But actually, in the missionary process, in the missionary task, one of the key functions is leaving well.
但是在宣教这个合场上面呢，有一个很重要的一个方面，就是怎么样子去很好的退出。
How do we leave well?
我们怎么样子去很好的退出呢？
That we have taught people to do leadership training. We have taught people how to plant churches. We have taught people how to make disciples.We have taught people how to share the gospel in their context, and they're thinking about entering into new marketplaces, into new fields.
我们已经教导人怎么样子去培养新的领袖，我们已经教导人怎么样子去形成新的健康的教会，我们教导人怎么样子去培训门徒，我们教导人怎么样子去传福音，我们怎么样子去教导，我们已经教导了当地的人怎么样子去进入新的合场，那个时候就是一个很好的退出的切入点。
There's one piece I want to make sure that we all take home today on the exit strategy.
我在这里要重强调有一点是怎么样子很好的退出。
The importance of cooperation.
就是合作的重要性。
The knowledge, if we have done our job well in the missionary task, we know that we can't do it alone.
就是如果我们把整一套宣教全都做得很好的话，我们晓得无法靠自己来完成。
We know that we need other churches cooperating with. We need help from other churches. We need to help other churches.We need to cooperate financially, prayerfully, logistically, to send missionaries out and to strengthen the local church so that they can send more missionaries out.
我们需要与其他的教会来合作，我们需要接受帮助，也帮助别人。我们需要共同的祷告，需要把有限的财力合起来，然后需要把这样各种各样的resource 那个整合起来，以至于我们可以帮助建立教会，可以来更好的发展。
In all of this process, every part of the missionary task, all of the different functions involved in what it takes to take the gospel to the nations, as Jesus told us to do, must be surrounded with and filled with prayer.
在宣教的方方面面，在实现耶稣大使命的方方面面，在把他的福音带到各国各方的方方面面，我们晓得祷告是核心，是托住一切的。
Because the biggest problem in the world is lostness, we need to be praying with specificity, praying specifically for the lost to come to know Christ.
因为整个世界最大的问题就是失丧，所以我们必须要真的切切的为失丧，具体的为这样子失丧的一个情况来祷告。
Praying that these nations that do not yet have the gospel, these ethno-linguistic people groups without the gospel, that they have an opportunity to hear the name of Jesus in their own language.
祷告求神让这些未得之民，这些未接触之民，这些没有听过耶稣福音的，他们真的是可以接触到神的话。
So that's way out there, and then bring it home to people you know.
所以就是要出去把那些人带到你的身边。
Because you don't know, and I don't know, who in your relationship circle could be the person to go to one of those nations.
因为 我不晓得，你也不晓得，在你的生命周遭有没有人可以去把福音带到那些人的身上。
Could be someone that leads your next, you might lead your next door neighbor to Christ, and then their kids come to know Christ because of their parents' influence. And you're talking about a new generation being reached with the gospel.
你可能把你隔壁的邻居带信主，他的孩子可能因为他的父母信主，以至于他们也信主，你就使下一代可以来继承这样子的一个传统。
As I walk through the streets of Japan,
当我在日本的街道上走的时候
，In a country of 126 million people,
在这样子有1,200,000,000的人口的这样的一个大国当中
，Far less than 1% Christian, less than 1 million Christians.In all of the Japanese people group.
那边只有不到100,000的基督徒，不到1%的人口。
As you see just the masses of people in the city of Tokyo, and you meet eyes with one of them, and you pray, Lord, have mercy on their soul. Do you know that it may be the only time ever, ever, that someone has prayed for that person?
当你在东京的路上走，然后你看到一个人，你跟他眼四目相对，你为他祷告，让他可以来接受主。你是否知道，可能在他这个人的一生当中，就仅有这样一次，有人为他来祷告。
The odds are very high that nobody has ever even prayed specifically for that person's family, ever.
很有可能没有人曾经为他或者是他的家人来祷告过。
Our work begins with prayer.
我们的工作始自于祷告。
Maybe you have neighbors that don't know Jesus. It's probable.
可能你的邻居当中没有人晓得福音。
Nobody's ever really prayed for them. I hope you have. Maybe you haven't. Maybe today you need to start.
可能从来没有人为他们祷告。我希望你今天可以开始为他们祷告。
Jesus said, you're going to be my witness beginning in Jerusalem. They were in Jerusalem at the time.We are here in Ann Arbor. This is your Jerusalem.
耶稣说，我们要使人做我的门徒。我们现在就在我们的耶路撒冷，安纳堡就是我们的耶路撒冷。
So as God, when we're praying and God puts people on our heart, it's time to talk to them about the gospel.
当神将为别人祷告的这样的一个心放在我们身上的时候，就是我们为那个人来祷告的时，传福音的时候。
And we can begin to see transformation in people's lives.And in society and culture, and indeed our nation.
我们可以看到人身上的转变，可以看到我们周遭社会的转变，可以看到我们国家的转变。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful.
亲爱的天父，我们真的是感恩。
That you have given us your word.
你给了我们您的话语。
You've given us all of the information that we need to take the gospel to the nations.
你给了我们全备的知识，让我们晓得怎么样可以将您的福音传到万国。
We live in a unique time of the world.
我们在这个世代的一个特别的一个切入点。
You caused us to be born during this generation.
你让我们在这个世代中出生。
A time in which we know where all the nations exist.
让我们晓得在这个世代我们晓得万国都存在。
So we ask you, God, as Lord of the harvest, to send forth workers.
求庄稼的主能够打发您的工人出去。
We pray, O Lord God, that you would work in the hearts and minds of each one of us.
求神在我们每一个人的心里面动工。
That we would be a part of your work.
我们可以成为您工厂的一部分。
Of taking the gospel to the nations beginning right here in our neighborhoods.
就在此时此刻在我们的周遭的社会当中我们可以把您的福音传出去。
This I ask in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.